In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And joining us live this morning, David Grosskopf, who is the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers branch here in Buffalo. It happens after a string of robberies on letter carriers. David, thanks for being with us this morning. Just over the past month, 5 robberies of mail carriers. What's going on?
Yeah, we've had a rash of robberies here from November 10th through December 5th between the city of Buffalo and the city of Niagara Falls. On November 10th, we had a carrier robbed of their Arrow key out of the Amherst station. On November 16th, we had a carrier physically assaulted out of the Eastside station where a couple suspects came up behind him, knocked him to the ground, put him in a chokehold, and stole his satchel, his carrier satchel, which contained his Arrow key. Then on December 3rd, out of the Central Park station, a carrier was approached, a gun was displayed, the carrier got nervous, handed over the key, but it happened to be the vehicle keys, not the Arrow keys, and it appears the assailant was nervous also, as he never bothered to verify the carrier handed over the vehicle keys, and he did not have the Arrow key when he fled. Then the last incident in Buffalo was on December 4th, out of the West Side station, which was the very next day, and again, another gun was displayed. And then the following day, on December 5th in Niagara Falls, one of my female carriers was approached for her Arrow key also. So it's been a busy month here for letter carriers.
For sure. David, you mentioned Arrow key in each of these attacks. What is so attractive about an Arrow key?
That Arrow key gains you access to many, many things in that city or in that zip code, from a Baloo collection box to apartment buildings to parcel lockers to gang boxes, that have multiple, mailboxes in them. That key is very valuable because it allows us as letter carriers to gain access to things that folks wouldn't otherwise obviously have access to.
Now, when somebody steals a key like this, how easy is it for them to use?
Very simple. I mean, just all you got to do is walk, for example, a Baloo collection box. You could just wait till dusk. Hopefully nobody's looking, walk up, insert that key, turn it, pull the front of that box open. Now you have access to everything inside that collection box.
And are we talking about cash and checks? Is that what is really the sole thing here?
That's what I believe is happening here with the holidays. There's been a check washing scheme going on for some time, with these criminals. But here with the holidays ramping up, my assumption is, these thieves, they're looking for money in holiday cards. They're looking for gift cards and holiday cards. Obviously the checks. This is also the time of year when some more high valuable products are moving, through the mail stream. I mean, you got things like jewelry, which are very small. Sometimes those packages are dropped in those blue boxes. So Right now, it's a lucrative time of the year for the criminals.
Well, what, I mean, can anyone do to ensure the safety of mail carriers? This has to be now a growing issue. Five in the span of a month is almost unheard of. Who are you pleading to? Where do you turn for help when it comes to mail carrier safety?
Yeah, the immediate thing that I'm asking is the community to pay attention. When that carrier's in your neighborhood, you know, watch them. Literally watch them deliver, you know, their mail cut, watch them get in their vehicle, you know, and if anything happens, obviously report that, dial 911 immediately, get the best description you can of the individual and or, you know, a vehicle attempting to flee the scene. That way, if when police show up, you know, hopefully they've got good information and they can nab that suspect. You know, my plea also goes out to the mayors of Buffalo, Mayor Scanlon, Mayor-elect Ryan, Mayor Restaino in Niagara Falls, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, anybody that has jurisdiction over law enforcement. You know, please let your folks know that our folks are in danger out there. Keep an eye on them. If that call comes in, please get there immediately. You know, we're regular folks, you know, just like the rest of you. We don't have any personal protective equipment on us to protect ourselves from these types of situations. And the last thing, you know, I'll quickly talk about here for you is we've got some legislation in Congress right now, H.R. 1065, that's the Protect Our Letter Carriers Act. That would provide $7 billion in funding for the Postal Service to secure its infrastructure, including installation of high security collection boxes, as well as the replacement of items carried by letter carriers, you know, with more secure electronic versions. That bill would also help by hiring assistant U.S. attorneys. This is such a problem that since between 2019 and 2023, which is the most recent data that I can find that's available, the number of serious crimes against postal employees nearly doubled. In 2023, postal inspectors opened 1,367 cases, of which 542 were assaults, 625 were robberies, and 197 were burglaries against postal employees in almost 500 metropolitan areas. So by hiring these additional U.S. attorneys, they can focus on just that workload. And then the final thing that H.R. 1065 would do would be giving harsher sentencing for robbery and assault of a letter carrier. There's absolutely no reason this should be happening. You know, we're dedicated, you know, federal servants. We're just out there trying to do our job. And a message needs to be sent that if you're going to violate the law against a federal employee and specifically a USPS letter carrier, that there's going to be a severe price to pay for that. Now, thankfully, here in Western New York, the National Association of Letter Carriers, we've done a good job. We have Congressman Kennedy, Congressman Langworthy, and on the Rochester side, Congressman Morelli are all on H.R. 1065. What we need, obviously, is Congress to, you know, get this bill up in a vote and, you know, get things moving, because letter carriers need protection now.
Well, David, thanks so much for joining us, bringing this to our attention. We really appreciate it. David Grosskopf, Jr., president of the National Association of Letter Carriers here in Buffalo and Western New York.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.